The past, present and future of the United Kingdom were at the heart of Pope Benedict's words as he addressed Queen Elizabeth II at her official Scottish residence in Edinburgh. Just as the ancient Holyrood House Palace, originally built as a monastery in the 12th century, stands opposite the ultra-modern, eco-friendly Scottish Parliament, hailed as one of the most innovative buildings in Britain today, so the Pope spoke of the people, ancient and modern, who have helped forge the cultural and deep-rooted spiritual values of these nations.
The name of Holyrood House, Your Majesty's official residence in Scotland, recalls the Holy Cross and points to the deep Christian roots that are still present in every layer of British life. The monarchs of England and Scotland have been Christians from very early times and include outstanding saints like Edward the Confessor and Margaret of Scotland.
From saints of past centuries to more modern heroes such as William Wilberforce or David Livingstone, who worked to abolish the slave trade, Florence Nightingale, who cared for wounded soldiers during the Crimean War, and Cardinal Newman, whom the Pope will beatify on the last day of this trip, Pope Benedict underlined the Christian values that inspired their actions. Touching on the tragedy of the Second World War, he recalled the courage of so many Christian pastors and religious who stood up to the brutality of the Nazi regime and paid with their lives.
Even in our own lifetime, we can recall how Britain and her leaders stood against the Nazi tyranny that wished to eradicate God from society and denied our common humanity to many, especially to the Jews, who were thought unfit to live. I also recall the regime's attitude to Christian pastors and religious who spoke the truth in love, opposed the Nazis, and paid for that opposition with their lives. As we reflect on the sobering lessons of the atheist extremism of the 20th century, let us never forget how the exclusion of God, religion, and virtue from public life leads ultimately to a truncated vision of man and of society, and thus to a reductive vision of the person and his destiny. 65 years ago, Britain played an essential role in forging the post-war international consensus which favored the establishment of the United Nations and ushered in a hitherto unknown period of peace and prosperity in Europe. In more recent years, international communities followed closely events in Northern Ireland, which have led to the signing of the Good Friday Agreement and the devolution of powers to the Northern Ireland Assembly. Your Majesty's government and the government of Ireland, together with the political, religious and civil leaders of Northern Ireland, have helped give birth to a peaceful resolution of the conflicts there. I encourage everyone involved to continue to work courageously together on the path marked out for them towards a just and lasting peace.
In modern times, Pope Benedict stressed the profound influence the United Kingdom still enjoys on the international stage, a fact that places a particular responsibility on its leaders, its media, and its people to act for the common good.
The United Kingdom remains a key figure, politically and economically, on the international stage. Your government and people are the shapers of ideas that still have an impact far beyond the British Isles. This places upon them a particular duty to act wisely for the common good. Similarly, because their opinions reach such a wide audience, the British media have a graver responsibility than most and a greater opportunity to promote the peace of nations, the integral development of peoples, and the spread of authentic human rights. May all Britons continue to live by the values of honesty, respect, and fair-mindedness that have won then the esteem and admiration of many. Today, the United Kingdom strives to be a modern and multicultural society. In this challenging enterprise, may it always maintain its respect for those traditional values and cultural expressions that more aggressive forms of secularism no longer value or even tolerate. Let it not obscure the Christian foundation that underpins its freedoms. And may that patrimony which has always served the nation well constantly informs the example your government and people set before the 2 billion members of the Commonwealth and the great family of English-speaking nations throughout the world. May God bless your majesty and all the people of your realm.
In her greetings to the Pope, the Queen also spoke of, quote, our common Christian heritage and the freedom to worship that lies at the heart of multicultural Britain today.
Your Holiness, your presence here today reminds us of our common Christian heritage and of the Christian contribution to the encouragement of world peace and to the economic and social development of the less prosperous countries of the world. We are all aware of the special contribution of the Roman Catholic Church, particularly in its ministry to the poorest and most deprived members of society, its care for the homeless, and for the education provided by its extensive network of schools. Religion has always been a crucial element in national identity and historical self-consciousness. This has made the relationship between the different faiths a fundamental factor in the necessary cooperation within and between nation states. It is, therefore, vital to encourage a greater mutual and respectful understanding. We know from experience that through committed dialogue, old suspicions can be transcended and a greater mutual trust established. I know that reconciliation was a central theme in the life of Cardinal John Henry Newman, for whom you will be holding a mass of beatification on Sunday. A man who struggled with doubt and uncertainty, his contribution to the understanding of Christianity continues to influence many. I am pleased that your visit will also provide an opportunity to deepen the relationship between the Roman Catholic Church and the established Church of England and Church of Scotland. Your Holiness, in recent times, you have said that religions can never become vehicles of hatred, that never by invoking the name of God can evil and violence be justified. Today, in this country, we stand united in that conviction. We hold that freedom to worship is at the core of our tolerant and democratic society. On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, I wish you a most fruitful and memorable visit.
At the end of this official encounter between the two octogenarian leaders, the Pope drove away from the palace in the Popemobile to the sounds of bagpipes and cheering schoolchildren lining his route towards the ancient Edinburgh Castle dominating the skyline. A poignant reminder of just how much the history of this proud nation continues to influence the thriving modern city that it is today. In the United Kingdom, with Pope Benedict, I'm Philippa Hitchin.